विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गौरव भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द फोर्थ वर्स of nectar of instruction dadati pratigrannati guhyamakyati pruchati bhunte bojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So in that we have been discussing Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Swami Maharaj's commentary, and till now we have discussed dadati pratigrannati guhyamak. Dadati pratigrannati mein the essence was valuing the remnants of senior Vaishnavas, and guhyam akyati pruchati, the essence that we discussed was we should reveal our mind in confidence. We should have relationship with Vaishnavas to whom we can reveal our mind in confidence and take guidance from them, and when and we ask them about what is my problem, please find out, and how can I achieve the treasure that you have within your heart? So these are the questions that we are supposed to.
Hari Bol. Prabhu, I got a missed call from you. Yes, Bol. Okay. Yeah, no problem, bro. So this week only you take Karna. From next week I will start scheduling. Huh? Chalega na?
Nee, bro. Yeah, nee.
Tomorrow. Nee, but did you for Sunday who is giving?
Oh, Gauranga Prabhu gives, na? Okay.
Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, want to ask?
Is there, na, senior devotee?
Huh? That's okay. You ask him. If he says no, then we will ask others. Yeah, if he says no, then you let me know.
And bhungte bojayate chaiva, also we saw yesterday that giving the raw materials and accepting the prasadam from him. So he gave a totally different perspective from that in terms of dealing of the subordinate devotee with the senior devotee. That was the perspective which Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Swami Maharaj has given. But Prabhupada gives a very generic perspective. This could happen between equals also. These are like that. So the last theme that Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Swami Maharaj discusses is self-surrender to the prime cause. Shad vidam priti lakshanam. There are six ways that we generally attain the association of the sadhu. What are the six ways? If we follow these guidelines, we shall come closer to a person. So now he is telling a general principle.
This line is giving commentary.
Ho gaya. So Shadvidam Priti Lakshanam ke baare mein bolna.
Fourth line.
So these are the six ways by which we can come closer to a person. So ultimately this is important. So relationship means there must be give and take, and that give and take allows the emotions to, back and forth emotions to flow. So, if we deal in these ways with a bad man, we shall become bad. And with a good man, we shall also become good. So, if we have these exchanges with someone who is not a devotee, then we will acquire his qualities. If we have it with a devotee, then we will acquire the devotee's qualities. There are two types of water. Filtered. There are two types of water. Filtered and filthy. Filthy water can be purified. The higher sadhus can take evil thoughts from others without being contaminated. The example that is given is of that of sun. Sun, when it shines on a filthy place, it evaporates all the filthy things, but it does not get contaminated. Similarly, the higher sadhus can take evil thoughts from others without being contaminated. In their hearts resides Govinda. Tomara Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. Govinda is infinite and he can consume any quantity of filthy things. Therefore, their hearts cannot be contaminated. If we get the association of a real sadhu, even for a moment, then that may turn the direction of our life. Kshanardena pitulaye naswargam na punarbhavam Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya Madhyanam Kivutasya. A sadhu is like a very valuable gem. What he gives is far more valuable than anything in this world. One may have gems, diamonds, money or a kingdom, but they are not valuable at all. This is all mortal, even though they may be valuable to a particular class of human thought. There are so many things in creation that are nothing to the sadhu. But anandam, sweetness, has a general value. It is necessary even for the tree, the creeper, and even the stone. In whatever position the seeker may be in, he will be highly satisfied. I think he is talking about the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, even a stone is satisfied. In whatever relationship that it possesses with Krishna, that ananda is there. Because even a stone in the spiritual world is chinmaya vastu, no? It is conscious. It is not jada vastu. So that ananda is experienced even by the stone. That's what he says. In whatever position the seeker may be in, he will be highly satisfied when he reaches that position. Yasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati. Just as Prabhupada says, yasmin vigyate sarvamidam vigyatam bhavati. Yasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati. If we get a little of that, we think that no other thing but this can satisfy me. Yam labdva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tataha. Yasmin stitona dukkena gurunapi vichalyate. This is the thing for which I have been striving for after so many lives together. Now I have found the object of my search. What is that object of search?
Krishna.
Ananda. We can find higher things only through the connection of service. Bhautik jagat may be vasaiye. Service may be in the form of some money, but nevertheless, if we want the association of things of a higher type, then we must offer ourselves to their service. We must keep this broad thought always in mind. I cannot utilize it as if it is my servant. But I shall offer to be a servant of him if I really want this association. So So the mood of dadati pratigrannati guhyamakyati pruchyati bhunte bhojete chev. What is the mood? Let me try to be his servant in either dadati or pratigrannati because I value his association. I get really benefited by that association. Only through service can I be connected with him.
It is equal to similar devotee or equal to
equals also.
I cannot utilize the role of servant. I cannot utilize it
as if it is my servant. And chalo, iske saath baithta hu. Chalo, baitho mere saath. Or thoda bhagavatam padhenge. As if, you know, I will use him for thoda shloka memorization ke liye use kar leta hu. I shall work for his interest. मतलब जिसका संग हम लेना चाहते हैं उनका इंटरेस्ट के लिए वी शुड वर्क. हिज इंटरेस्ट विल बी मोर वैल्यूएबल देन दैट ऑफ माइन. व्हाट ही वांट्स इज मोर इंपॉर्टेंट टू मी देन व्हाट आई वांट. दैट इज द मोड ऑफ सर्विस. नॉट व्हाट यू वांट टू गिव बट व्हाट ही वांट्स. जीवेर स्वरूप है कृष्णेर नित्यदास कृष्णेर तटस्थ शक्ति भेदा भेद प्रकाश. The constitutional position of the living entity is as an eternal servant of Krishna. Because the living entity is of the marginal potency of Krishna, his manifestation is simultaneously one with and different from him. Basically, he is concentrating on the first line. Jivera Swarubhai Krishnera Nityadas. It is our fortune that we, in our constitutional position, have the position of a slave to Krishna. Slavery. Those who are free would be astounded to hear this word slavery. The Gaudiya Math is preaching slavery. The Ramakrishna mission and others preached against Gaudiya Math. They said they are preaching slavery. This Gaudiya Math promotes slave mentality. That I am Krishna Das, a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. A Ramakrishna mission they say. That means they are preaching slave mentality. And we are preaching Soham. We are the big Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. We are the biggest. We are the greatest. Instead of that, the Gaudiya Math says, you are a slave to Krishna. The Gaudiya Math is creating a bad impression in society, discouraging people. Yeah, this is the accusation of Ramakrishna Math. What they are telling, after practicing spiritual life, you will become a slave. So how can people be interested in practicing spirituality after they hear this? So they are discouraging people from practicing spiritual life. This is the accusation of Ramakrishna Math. Gaudiya Math stands for the dignity of the human race.
Ramakrishna.
The whole human race wants immortality. Gaudiya Math stands for the most dignified position.
Contemporary.
Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Contemporary.
Who is Bengal
Singh? No, Bengal Singh. Calcutta me. Slavery. Surrender. Surrender to what? To the absolute good. To the absolute center. To become the slave of Krishna is not a joke. That impossible thought that I am Brahman, that is the greatest disease. I am the biggest and I want to be the monarch of all I survey means I am the most heinous exploiting agent. So he is telling that this is what the Ramakrishna Mission is teaching. I am the most heinous exploiting agent. We are so eager to get imperial service. We are so eager to get a higher service in the administration. But to get service in the highest management of the Supreme Lord, that is the most dignified thing. The Gaudiya Math stands for the dignity of the human race. What is the human race? They are like the mist, like the trees, creepers and worms, the prey of death. Just like trees, creepers, worms, they die and they completely disintegrate. Similarly, human birth is also like that. The king will also have to die helplessly. The big general, the politician, all will have to go and face death for eternity. But the Gaudiya Math stands for the eternal dignified position, friendly service to the supreme entity, which gives immortality. The Gaudiya Math says complete self-abnegation. Self-abnegation means nothing for one's own sense gratification, everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Self-surrender to the prime cause, Krishna. To give is divine, and the aspiration that I can get, that is devilish. So basically he is telling, we are teaching divine, to give to Krishna. But what Ramakrishna Mission is teaching is to take, that is devilish mentality. I want to lord it over everything, that is a devilish spirit. But Krishna is such that slavery to him is the highest attainment for us in this relationship. That is not easily achieved. Okay. So that way, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj very beautifully explains that all these six exchanges are carried out in the mood of giving and not exploiting. And even in Pratigrinnati, Bhungte, and in Prichati, the mood is, I am receiving something very valuable from this association. And the mood is not that of exploitation. So this is how Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj discusses. Finally, commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Upadeshamrita Bhasha. Just two shlokas he writes to summarize this. Sorry, four shlokas. Dravyera pradana ara adana karile.
Dravyera pradana ara adana karile.
Gopaniya vakyavyaya ara jignasile.
Gopaniya vakyavyaya ara jignasile.
Bojana karila ara bojya kavya chale.
Bojana karila ara bojya kavya chale.
Pritira lakshana haye jabe dui mile.
Pritira lakshana haye jabe dui mile.
Giving gifts and receiving gifts. Dravyera pradana ara adana karile. Gopaniya vakyavyaya ara jigyasile. Speaking confidentially and inquiring from others. Bojana karila ara bojya khavya chale. Accepting prasadam and feeding others prasad. Pritira lakshana haya jabe dui mile. When two people meet, these are the symptoms of love.
Every Sanskrit language you want to
Bhakta jana se priti sangha chaya ei.
Bhakta jana se priti sangha chaya ei.
Abhakte apriti kare bhagyavana ei.
Abhakte apriti kare bhagyavana ei.
These are the six loving exchanges amongst devotees. Such fortunate souls find no attraction in associating with non-devotees. Okay. That brings us to the end of
fourth verse.
So we will start the new verse tomorrow.
Yes, why not?
So it just...